Welcome to the Weekly Hotspot. We have a really special show for you today. I'm Ms. Livia, and we begin the Mistress Interviews with my co-host and BFF, Ms. Delia. After this interview, the rare and elusive headmistress, Ms. Allie, comes for a mistress interview. So, enjoy the Weekly Hotspot. Hello there, and welcome to the Mistress Interviews. We start off the Mistress Interviews with the one and only headmistress of LDW, Ms. Allie. Ms. Allie, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me to kick off the Mistress Interviews.
Well, speaking of kicking off, you started LDW Group years ago. Talk to us a little bit about what your vision was when you started and what LDW Group has grown into.
Well, let's see. I didn't have a vision. I had an idea. I had been doing sessions myself and with the company owned by Miss Trish, who's no longer with us. And I, you know, from time to time would think, well, what if I started my own thing? And I really didn't have the idea at that time what it would be. And I certainly had no idea what it would grow into. So the vision kind of developed as we went along. When I decided that I would start my first few sites, of course, cock control and tease and denial and those sorts of interests being personal favorites of my own, that was one of our first sites. And the vision kind of grew as a collaborative project with our callers. We'd have callers calling into our generic site, which has long since been retired. And then, you know, the majority of our callers calling into cock control. And the variations of fantasies that they liked, you know, became new sites in and of themselves, like the Sissy School site, which was another favorite of mine. Femphone, Cuckold Fantasies. And so it kind of, again, it was a vision that was sort of grew out of the things that the people who found us were interested in. And we kind of put together a whole new fantasy world all together.
I think that's one of the things that really distinguishes LDW Group, not just in term of erotic entertainment, but around any business that is responsive to the needs, desires, interests, feedback from customers or our friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been talking to certain callers for years and they are personal friends of mine.
Definitely.
You have personal friends.
Yeah. Yeah. My personal friends and the entertainers who've joined us along the way, who many of whom have become personal friends of mine. I think, you know, again, I can't claim to, you know, that ownership of the vision of LDW Group because it's been such a collaborative project. It's, you know, everybody who's come into contact along the way with the company, whether it be our entertainers, our staff members, our clients, our site visitors who maybe perhaps never called but joined our social network or reached out in some way. Everybody's had a part in growing the company to where it is now and creating the vision as a work in progress for 16 years now.
Holy cow, 16?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
In November, it'll be, let's see, 2002, if my math is right. Yeah, 60, or we're coming up on our sweet 16.
Oh, what are we going to do? We got to have a party. You don't have to tell now, but we will just tell people that you have not been to a party until you have been to an LDW party.
I know. And we have, let's see, it's September. So we've got 2 months for everybody listening to this interview to put their two cents in terms of what that party should be.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right.
You know, the sissies are going to want to dress up.
Of course.
The chastity guys are going to be cock-locked until maybe the end of November and maybe further than that.
Maybe until next November.
Yeah, maybe until next November. So I tell people about, and I know I'm kind of going off track here, but I tell people about how you and I first met, that I've always enjoyed talking dirty to partners of mine. Mm-hmm. And I kind of lucked into LDW Group. I've never been with any other company. I don't think I would have stayed in the erotic entertainment business. Oh, I know for a fact I wouldn't have had I not found you. Mm-hmm. But I don't even know if you remember this. You said, we don't actually work with people who have never done this before.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I am a very fast learner.
you certainly are.
Really? What is CFNM? Now, I didn't have my internet hooked up at home at that point. Mm-hmm. So I was doing the interview from a Kinko's. And so I got on the internet and I'm like, CFNM. And I'm like, oh, that means clothed female, naked male. And you go, did you just look that up? I said, yes, I did. And you were like, well, I got to give it to you. You got balls. Let's see where
it goes. Definitely, definitely. And you know what? Since, I mean, you've been with us since 2009, yeah?
Yes.
So since then, I, you know, when someone contacts us, you know, a potential mistress to see if they, you know, might be a good fit for our little party that we have going on, it wouldn't necessarily, and probably because of experiences like you just described, it wouldn't necessarily exclude someone from working with us if they had never worked in the industry, because I've learned that experience in the industry doesn't necessarily turn into success at LDW, because there's just some little intangible quality that all our mistresses have that they may or may not have acquired in their, you know, in a previous career in our industry. It's just a little special spark that everybody has that you certainly have in spades yourself.
Aw, thank you. I think one of the things that distinguishes us, and once again, I'm talking about business in general, not just erotic entertainment. Mm-hmm. We like our callers.
Mm-hmm.
And you are adamant. Do not talk about, criticize, badmouth callers. Mm-hmm. And that culture weeds out anybody. Well, unless they're into erotic humiliation, and then we're like, you're a fucking loser. You're calling phone sex and you're paying for it.
Right.
But anybody else, we really care about them. I send emails to people that I haven't heard from for a while and say, hey, not to do a call or anything, but are you okay? Do you need anything? Are you all right? We care about people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think I would like to think that that's one of the reasons why we've been successful for 16 years is we really do care about them as people, and we care about the experience they have with our company. As a, you know, going back to the satisfaction guarantee that we launched in 2010, I think it was. And there was a little bit of skepticism about that. Like, well, if we guarantee every single experience, are people going to call and have the best experience ever and then call back and say they didn't like it? And that never happened because I think, you know, again, like you said, we care about our clients so much that no one's going to call and have a wonderful experience and then want to be excluded from, you know, an ongoing relationship with us by saying that they didn't enjoy their experience. So, yeah, you know, again, because by 2010, we've been in business for, that would be about 7 years, because we started at the end of 2002. And by then, I knew that everyone who works with us would be able to deliver on that guarantee. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
I absolutely do know what you mean. Mm-hmm. And it's a pleasure for me. I tell people I learned everything that I know about business here from you, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's
early on, you sat me down and you said, you know, you need to be a tad more reliable. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, really? What do you mean? I was a little bit spacey and a little bit flighty and all this kind of stuff. And you were like, oh, man, you're better than that. And I'm like, oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I am.
Mm-hmm.
And being around really a commitment to excellence made me step up my own game. And then in the process of stepping up my own game, I got better callers. I stayed busy on the phone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just success breeds success.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's one of the things, again, that has allowed us to, you know, again, to offer the guarantee and, you know, to have people stay with us for such a long time is we do treat it like a, air quotes, real business, because it is a real business. Even though we're all having a blast and we're having fun and it's a party environment, and you know, hopefully when people are calling us, they're, you know, they're in a good mood and they're having a good time. But business is business, and the fact that we're in the adult industry doesn't give us any leeway to be anything less than excellent.
Well, I think we actually have to be even more excellent. Although I will say I've had lots of people call us therapy with a happy ending.
I actually said that to somebody recently who asked what I do. And sometimes in certain circles, if, you know, if I'm out at a business cocktail party or whatever, and someone asks what I do, I say I'm a housewife, or I volunteer, or I teach yoga, all of which I do and am. But when I feel like it's an appropriate time to just say what I do, I say exactly what you just said. It's a place to call. And if you want to have a happy ending, you can. And if you want to have a 4-hour conversation about politics or philosophy or science, you can. It's kind of just a conversational free for all. And if you get, if the spirit moves you, you can move it into the erotic.
Do you remember my longest call was 13 hours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was not all erotic.
No, hell no.
He would have been very sore.
And yeah, and that's the thing is that, you know, again, everybody, all of the the mistresses have different specialties and different, lengths of calls they like to do. But it's, you know, most days we've got calls that are at least 3 or 4 hours. And like you said, that's not all talking about kinky stuff. You might weave in and out of kinky discussions. But, you know, that's again, going back to when you asked me about my vision, one of the things that has been my vision is working with women who can live up to our satisfaction guarantee and our promise of excellence. And that requires someone who can be an amazing conversationalist about pretty much any topic that comes up.
I love that. Thank you so much. You don't do interviews. I'm so glad that you're kicking off the Mistress Interview Series.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
We're going to start working on, the November celebrations. I think it's going to be naughty. It's going to be sexy. It's going to be super, super fun. And if you have a question, suggestion, anything, we have a live help desk, helpmycock.com. Talk to the help desk. You can always email me, Olivia@enchantrixempire.com, or you can follow my blog, experiencedmistress.com. For now, Headmistress Allie, thank you so much. I will let you go back to yoga class or your mistress activities.
Thank you very much for inviting me to kick off the interviews. And as always, a pleasure to talk to you.
And if you would like to talk to any of the mistresses, dial 1-800-601-7259. Talk to the dispatcher, ask who's logged in, and then therapy with a happy ending. Unless, of course, you like chastity, then you get to Nile. But that'll make you happy too. Bye now. Hi, this is Olivia from ExperiencedMistress.com. I am here with Mistress Delia, and this is Mistress Delia's Mistress Interview. So she and I are both logged in this morning, and we're both here handling morning wood. So, Ms. Delia, how's the wood going for you?
Oh, I have had some really good wood this morning. It's always fun to have wood. How about you?
I've had some good wood this morning, too. Especially after a weekend, the guys are always like, I need to come so badly. Help me. I'm like, we can do that. We can help.
Oh, yes, we can.
Let's start with the single most common question. Ms. Delia, what is your mistress style?
I love that question. My style, I think, okay, it's always changing. But I can give you a general overview because, you know, we learn and we grow as we experience more in kink. whether we're the dom or the sub. So I would say my mistress style in the past has been more strict, severe, hardcore. But as I've grown as a dom, I've become much more sensual, erotic, humiliating, and so many wonderful things. So my style is really varied. It's kind of an eclectic mix, but one thing is for damn sure, I'm a mistress who is in charge. I'm a mistress who knows what I want.
And make no mistake about it, you are not a switch, right?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm not a switch at all. No. No.
Now, one of the ways that your style has changed, and you talk about constantly learning. You and I both play in the fetish scene in real life. That means we go to fetish conventions, we go to fetish workshops, we have a fetish tool bag, and we play on various equipment and stuff like that. Has the face-to-face experience that you have changed or had an influence on how you are a mistress on the phone?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Whenever I've gone to any kind of fetish fair, fetish convention, I mean, obviously, you go to all of the classes, as many as you can. You meet so many amazing people and you talk. So it's always learning. There's always learning going on. And there may be things that I've picked up here and there in a class talking to someone that I had never even thought of. And I bring that here to LDW group so that I can have an even more kinky time, a more fun time on the phone.
One of the things that I love about you is you give real time and very practical advice to people on your blog, begformistress.com. Mm-hmm. In part because you were talking about things that you do in your real life, including your husband, Jack.
Yes. Yes. My hubby, Jack. Oh, meeting another kinkster is amazing. And then marrying a kinkster is just fucking hot, you know? Going shopping, doing the groceries, going to the hardware store, and he's got his chastity cage on, and that key is around my neck, and we're just quite a couple, and I share a lot of that on my blog, because I like for everyone to know, this is me, that is my real life, and I love sharing the real kink side of me, and telling so many of my kink stories.
One of the things that I've noticed during my time on the phone is we get to talk to a lot of submissives, a lot of different fetishes and kinks and ways to experience different things. I have gotten so much more experience because of the wealth and variety of people that I've interacted with on the phone. Has that changed how you interact with other submissives in your life? Not just your husband, Jack, but other submissives?
Ooh, you know, I would say yes. It's kink is never just, you know, kind of stuck in one place. I don't speak to someone on the phone and then immediately shut it off. I don't interact with someone in real life and immediately shut it off. It's something that stays with me, either real life domination or distance domination. And I'm able to bring one to the other. You know what I'm saying? Just really take something from each. Learn something on a call and bring that into my real life space. Read something online, bring that into a call or real life. Do something in real life and think, that would be fun to do on a call. So I think how I treat a submissive or how I work with kind of each submissive is a unique experience in and of itself. And every submissive just gets more and more, which I love.
One of the things that I absolutely love being your partner here at LTW Group is the fact that you are excellent at what you do. You believe in professionalism, you believe in excellent, and you believe in care. So when you were talking about interaction, I think of all of the interactions that you do with people, even outside of a specific session. So for example, when someone leaves a comment on your blog, begformistress.com, you go in and you answer the comments. They don't just post with like nothing said. So each time, each blog post, there's almost a second blog post carried on in the comments.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My blog is, I think, really the way that I reach out to so many people. Begformistress.com is where you will find out so many things about me, pictures, stories, audios, everything. And I have a lot of fun with that. I really, really do. And if you're into feminization, you probably want to check out femfabulous.com as well, because I let more of my girly side out on that blog.
I love femfabulous. I have to tell you, I love both of your blogs, but I mean femfabulous. Ah, it makes me just want to go spray my tits with flower bomb perfume and wear pink.
I think you should. Fuck yeah. I will too. Let's go now. Wow. Spraying my
oh.
Woohoo.
Oh, and for people listening, Delia and I actually we play together in face-to-face fetish mm-hmm. scenes. We're best friends. We talk outside of doing sessions on the phone and stuff like that. So when she's talking about, let's go now and spray each other's tits with flower bombs and flower bomb perfume and wear pink, she's not kidding.
I really, really mean that. I really do. I'd chase her with that bottle of perfume. I would.
And then we would both be, ooh, femme, fabulous.
We would be. Oh, yes.
So people can tell you and I are both sensual, smart, and we've also got like a kind of wicked and funny and quirky side. Both of us are actual real people. We're not this, I don't know, weird stereotype caricature of some phone girl kind of thing, you know, who's reading from a script. That is not us at all.
Right. Exactly. No, we're real, and anybody who has done a call with me, with you, with both of us together, I think knows that. It's easy to see right away. It's easy to tell right away when you interact. Oh, yeah.
And it's not just interactions during the session, but it's also interactions before a session. I'm thinking of a recent two-mistress call that we did. It was very intricate and detailed. It was a role play scene. He sent both of us emails, and we had this email conversation going between the three mm-hmm. of us, talking about it and setting it up and doing all of the foreplay on the email. So I think as we talk about interaction with people, it's really important that people understand you answer your email.
Oh, I do. I do. I do. One of my favorite things about that scene that you're talking about was responding to each email in character. And we both did it. We had a different role as part of the role play. And one of the fun anticipations of that role play, I think, was kind of helped along because we both answered in character. Not a crazy long email and certainly not the scene, but just that little extra something that we could do to make it special.
So if you want a little extra something to make it special, reach out to Delia with an email. Her email is delia@enchantrixempire.com. We will do more interviews with you, but for now, thanks for listening to this mistress interview. I'm Olivia, and you can keep up with me on my blog, experiencedmistress.com. You can call either of us by dialing 1 800 601-725-9. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us for this weekly hotspot. You can listen to all the mistress interviews on Cock Radio on Spreaker, or join us on our blog, theweeklyhotspot.com. And remember, send us emails. I'm Olivia at EnchantrixEmpire.com. Ms. Delia is Delia at EnchantrixEmpire.com. Next week. Oh, I know you're curious, but I'm not going to tell you. We're full of surprises here on the Weekly Hotspot. For now, as Ms. Delia says, stay sexy and stay hot.